Welcome back to the Reality Served Girl podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby, and today we're going to be talking to you about the challenge, a little bit of Survivor. We're going to be talking Vanderpump Rules and F Girl Island, Lovers and Liars. So, getting started here today with the challenge. This was another great episode. I'm loving this season so far. Who did you give your MVP to?
Leroy, 100%.
I
And
did.
not just for his win, but he talked about a couple really good topics.
Yeah, I give it to Leroy too. He talked about men and himself having postpartum depression and that not really being talked about, that kind of being like something that people just think that like just women get, but it's really both. Anybody can get it. And yeah, I love that too. I gave him my MVP too. And what
And
about
then he was also talking about the generational curses that him and Cam were trying to break, like how his father wasn't around for him, and he just had a really good episode.
Yes, I totally agree. He had a really, really great episode. Who was your LVP?
Unfortunately, it was Brandon.
Was it just because of the elimination?
It was, and I mean, he made a move last week, and I know sometimes that can go either way for you, but he never would have been in that position probably if he hadn't gone for Kara. So unfortunately, that move did not go well for him.
Yeah.
Although I really wanted I wanted to give my LVP to Laurel
I did.
because did you? Yeah, I was like. She was in it so little, but it was so disappointing the part she was.
Yes. So her and Nicole kind of start to rekindle things in this episode, and we see Nicole kind of being the one who is wanting to back off. I can't remember if this was in the episode or if I saw it after, but she had said that like she had recently found out that her ex-fiance was like actively moving out of their house from her dad, and like all this stuff was going on like with her in her personal life. She wasn't ready for a relationship, which I mean we see how in real time it turns out. But so this seems to be like very much so pursued heavily by Laurel. And yeah, I can't stand Nicole, and I really can't stand the Nicole Laurel saga. Laurel is so much better than that. Yeah, I gave her my LVP.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. Man, Nicole has something over her.
Yeah.
Some kind of spell.
Do you have any quotes for this episode?
I had a couple. Let me pull them up. Brandon said, "I don't want the wrath of Kara on me. I'm actually scared." And then Kara going when she referenced Pretty Woman, she, you know that scene. She's like, big mistake, huge.
Yes, you know that Julia Roberts movie where she's like, big mistake, big mistake,
It
huge.
huge. And then Adam saying to he said to Leroy, he's like, "You treat Cam like a queen," and Leroy goes, "Oh, she wouldn't have it any other way." And then the last one, Brandon, talking about the challenge. He's like, "The red team took 5 years because they stopped and parked in the handicap space."
Who was that? Who said that?
Brandon did. He's funny. He's gonna be missed. I can't wait to. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see him on 40.
So to just to kind of like piggyback off of your Adam Leroy quote, then after Leroy saying like she wouldn't have it any other way, there were times I didn't treat her like a queen and she made sure I knew about it. Then Adam says, "Is that really where the Kill a Cam came from?"
Yeah.
I just love that whole interaction for sure.
Yeah, that was all cute.
So I also had one from Jasmine. She said, "I'm ready. I'm not afraid of you. Bring it, bitch." Talking about Car Maria and her star. And then Cara Marie says, "Hold on tight, Star. We're going for a ride." I thought that was funny too. So those were my quotes. I also had the Cara Marie and Leroy too.
Did you see? Oh, I have one more. I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but Leroy goes about during the challenge. He goes, "Brad seems super confident. His eyes are wide open," like making fun of the. I don't know. Leroy is funny this episode.
That's funny. Yeah, that's really funny. Brad, I've been so disappointed in. He's on my fantasy team, and like part of the reason why I drafted him is because he killed it on All Stars 3 and he got me like all the points. And this season, it's just not the case. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, but I think they were really hard on him. I mean, I understand he messed up, but poor guy kept saying, "I know, I messed up," and they just kept going at him.
Yeah.
I'm like, he gets it. Like, I don't know. It kind of
Yeah,
made
his
me feel bad
strategy
for him.
definitely wasn't the best in that daily, for sure. Didn't do himself any
Yeah, and they were the first team to go. I don't know. I just thought they were too.
hard on him. Well, I think it's
Yeah.
also like the people that he was with, like Nicole is so abrasive. She's just like not, I don't know. I can't believe, like, I wonder if she has any LVPs this season.
I don't know because I don't think she's been
In it enough.
the center. Yeah, she hasn't been like the center of an episode. Yes, there's been a few bits with her, but that's kind of been her only
Well, I want to give her an LVP, please. I'm not sure because there's no.
piece, just the little interaction with Laurel. I mean, that's literally all she has.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts on the challenge before we move on to Survivor?
No, but just like you, I think this is one of my favorites so far,
It's so good.
as far as it's going.
So pre-merge Survivor I thought was like kind of terrible, and but post-merge this season they have been taking all the shots. They've been making moves, and I'm really enjoying post-merge episodes of Survivor. I think I just said postseason. I meant post-merge. And I've got a slew of LVPs to hand out. So I'm gonna start with my MVP though, and that goes to Maria. She kind of orchestrated this Tiffany blindside at the end, and at first she and Kenzie were kind of like on the same page about getting Tiffany out. But then Kenzie kind of started to backtrack just a little bit, and instead of being like, okay, yeah, we're gonna get out Q this time because everybody wants whatever, I'm going to stick to this plan. I'm gonna have other people do this plan for me, and you're just left out. And so, I don't know. Maria just like really dominated. So, and I gave Charlie. I have to, Maria, Charlie, they are a powerful duo this late in the game. I'm very impressed by them. And Charlie, he won his second immunity in a row, and it was another strength thing. And he's just this little scrawny guy, but he said, he's like, I knew if I was going on Survivor, I needed upper body strength. So I practice every single day, and it shows, man. I'm so proud of Charlie. I'll give him an honorable mention. And then my LVP goes to Liz this episode. This is gonna forever go down as the Applebee's episode. Everybody's gonna know if you watch Survivor what the Applebee's episode is. Even Abby, she was about to watch this episode of Survivor and podcast with me about it, but she didn't have time, so that's fine because she doesn't watch the show anyways. But because of this epic like Liz meltdown, it's not just like a Liz meltdown. I know she said you said that you've seen clips of it, but it's like literally like almost the entire episode is centered around her. As soon as she finds out that there's going to be Applebee's, it's like, oh my God, Applebee's, and like she's just like so excited for it. And then Then when she doesn't win, she's so disappointed. And then when she doesn't get picked, she's so disappointed. And then when she's back at the camp, she's still screaming about it. I mean, it's just absolutely insane how Applebee centered this particular episode is. But I gave it to Liz because you know what? She definitely deserved it. I did give an LVP honorable mention to Q because he didn't pick her, and I guess, like, since in hindsight, Tiffany's done interviews and she said that both her and Kenzie offered up their spot to eat the Applebee's or whatever. And that Q was like, no, like, this is who I pick, this is the people that I want to go with. Like, Liz voted for me last time, Liz wouldn't have taken me, Liz isn't my friend. Like, no, I'm not taking Liz just because she wants fucking Applebee's. And so I gave him an honorable mention for it because, like, point, but also, like, kind of mean. So, and then Tiff, she was just way too comfortable with her idol. She was not expecting her blindside at all. She was kind of shocked by it, actually, really shocked by it. So, I gave an LVP honorable mention to Tiff.
Okay, so what took me out during the clip that I watched, like after she like, it's either, yeah, it was after she just raged, and I don't know, she was going on and on, and Q just goes, "You wrote my name now and last night,"
Facts.
and I was like, I mean, it's not, I mean,
Why would I
you're
take you?
not wrong for not taking her. Why would you want to take
Literally,
her?
it's literally just like, oh, you want, whatever. Like, oh, you want.
A reward for writing my
Yes.
name
Yes. I couldn't think of the
down.
word for some reason. Sorry.
You want to be, yeah, you want to be rewarded for trying to get me out.
What the heck is it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Liz did have my quote though. She says, "I'm trying to hold my composure so I don't explode, but I'm thinking, what the heck, you hoe bags."
I
So that was
didn't know people still said that.
they don't, but that's
Yeah, so that's probably why it was your quote.
yeah.
Do
Okay, so okay, do you want to move on to Vanderpump Rules?
yeah.
Who is your MVP?
I mean, you gotta agree with me. Was this not Ariana's episode?
Did you think, okay, I don't disagree with that at all, but I gave it to Lala.
Oh, no.
I gave it to Lala because she disinvited Sandoval from, or like uninvited him before he was invited or whatever. Gosh, that should have been one of my quotes from Kyle Chen, was when he was like, "Did you just get disinvited before you were
Yeah.
invited?" That was hilarious. But and it was her birthday and like whatever, it's fine. Lala can have this one. I mean, I'm really
Was good,
like,
but I didn't like the shit she talked about Dan. Like, back off.
yeah,
So
I
I was
don't know.
disappointed in her for that.
Okay, so I kind of think that it is a little weird though.
I mean, listen. I guess literally, I filed for divorce in September, and Mitch just randomly came into my life in November.
Okay, and
And
that,
now we've been.
I don't have a problem with that. That's not the pro thing I have a problem with. But I think it's weird that he's like, if he comes up to me, like, I'm not gonna shake his hand, and like, I get it, like, he whatever, Ariana, but like, you're filming a TV show, and so it's just like, so like, I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I get that. But Lala specifically said, I think it's weird that she's with this boyfriend after being with someone else for 10 years. And I'm like, well, sometimes relationships are dead way before
Before
they're
they're
over,
dead.
like mine and my ex-husband. Like, like it wasn't like our relationship ended that September. You know what I'm saying? It's like I just got the balls to finally go, So I didn't like that. Maybe I took it personally because I'm like, you don't know people's emotion, and maybe it won't work out. Maybe it is a rebound thing. Who knows? But like, it's not like she's with
Kind of weird that
some.
it's like, I mean, I don't have a problem with getting into relationships after being in a relationship. I don't have a problem with like long distance relationships. I don't have a problem with the fact that they're filming a TV show. I don't have a problem with any of these things separately, but when I put them together, I feel like it is a little strange. It's
Yeah.
outside of the norm, for sure.
Definitely outside the norm, but I don't know. I've done it and it's worked out for me. And it's definitely out. That's what I did was definitely outside of the norm and weird. And people are like, this is really fast. Well, you know,
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it.
that's so I get why people question stuff. I'm not saying they don't have any right to question it, but
also, like,
I
how
just
does
wish
that mean?
Lala, it just goes back to Lala, I feeling not being supportive. And she finally did something supportive. And then I felt like then she talked shit behind her. But I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just thought Ariana was so great. I mean, she's the most, I feel like she's ever talked about it. She talked about, you know, her talk with Brock was incredible.
Yeah, talking about creating. Yes, for sure.
So I just, yeah, I just thought it was a great episode for her.
What about your LVP?
Well, it was either gonna be Sheena or Tom,
Sandy
and
or shorts?
Sandoval. I thought Schwartz was adorable this episode. And it was really probably going to be, goes back to the same thing. Sheena just wanting this friendship and whatever. But Sandoval pissed me off because after his talk, I'm going to go with him because after his talk with Sheena and stuff, then he does his confessional and he's like, you know, I've needed to, I don't remember exactly what he said. I've needed to own up to this and take accountability because what I did was wrong, even though we were. The relationship was failing, but blah blah blah. I'm like, no, you just did it again. Like, it's mind blowing to me. It was the closest he got, and he was talking. I was like, okay, here we go. And then he throws that in. I'm like, no, this is defeating this man.
I gave him my LVP as well. One of the main reasons that I gave it to him is because on that like boat ride when they went under the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever in San Francisco. He's talking to Lala and he's like comparing it to the past and how like that was his first, him and Ariana's first trip together. Like, I don't know, it was just, I like to reminisce. I'm a definitely a reminiscer, but it was just a little too much for me.
Yeah.
And then also the fact that like, how is Kyle Chan's launch party for whatever happening? And Sheena is the headliner, and like, you're not even like, you're like overseeing it, like, you're not even performing. I'm pretty sure the when we saw him and Tom in the Most Extras play or whatever, I think that was back in LA still. That was before they went to San Francisco. I don't
You're
know,
right. Yeah,
very
it
strange
was
to me.
before. I think it's strange that this season Kyle Chan is all of a sudden
A cast
in it
member.
so much. Yeah, it's
Well, he's
that's
like
weird.
his only friend, so he has to have somebody that's on his side.
I guess, yeah, but I don't know. I could do without that. Remember when he called Katie fat a few, like, five, I don't know how many seasons ago?
Well, I mean, I think that Vanderpump Rules is on his last leg as of like last week, maybe the week before, it came out that they're taking the summer off and they're going to film again when in the fall when everybody has like all these new things. Well, it just came out like today that Ariana is doing Chicago. So maybe Ariana just won't be part of it, but I think more than likely she'll be done. I don't think she'll be part of any other show. And then I think they're gonna pick the people that they like the best and they're gonna move them over to the Valley.
I think so too. I hope they take Schwartz and Katie because Katie has not a great friendship with Brittany, so that could be a storyline, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And
It's
I
like,
could,
it's hard because
but
I
they're.
think the people that the fans like aren't the same people that production likes. Like, I think production loves Sheena.
They, well, obviously.
I think production loves Lala. I think those two will transition over to the Valley. And then it's like, I don't think Sandoval will. I think that this will be the end of him. I think I hope James does, but I could see it being the end for James too. And then there's Schwartz and Katie. So maybe it's those four that transition over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, I mean, the show was built because of Sheena.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she has such a big chip on her shoulder, because I think she w thought she was going to be the star, and she never was. Stassi came in and outshone, her. Kristen was better entertainment, because it was all about her scandal with, I mean, it wasn't built for her, but I mean, that was her affair with Brandy's husband
Right.
was kind of what was going to launch it. And she just was never the it girl. And I think she's been bitter about that for 10 years.
So, do you think she would do better on a show like The Valley? Like, maybe that'd be a fresh start for her, or do you think
I'm
that?
too biased. I think she'd be better off TV.
I just don't see Bravo doing that. I don't know. There's just this like logical part of my brain that doesn't allow me to like. It's like when people are like, I don't want Tori to be on season 40. It's like, okay, well, obviously Tori's gonna be on season 40. Production would never do that, you know?
That, yeah. No, I agree with you. I think you're right. I think they'll keep Sheena anyway in whatever avenue they can keep her. But no, I think she'll always be second tier.
Yeah, I could see that too.
So, I'm not saying a lot. Some of these people in the valley are freaking horrible. They do need to
I need
change
to
a
check up
couple of
on
those
that. I've
people.
only
So,
seen the first one still. I'm so behind. But I'll binge it eventually.
Do you want to do a couple quotes?
Yeah, I only had one. What were yours?
Okay. Well, they're basically all Ariana. I cannot die on this boat with my ex. I have plans. And then when someone asked her how it was with Tom and her on the boat, he's like, he's just like scenery at this point. Love that viewpoint. And then when she said the notion that you have to forgive in your life is outdated therapy. And
Yes.
that Katie, when Tom was t saying that her and Ariana look like a duo, she's like, we are the new Tom Toms.
Ah, I like that. And something about her is opening it at the end of this month, I think the 22nd. Don't quote me on that.
Yay, good.
Yes.
Good for them.
Do you have any other quotes?
No, but I thought the scenes with Schwartz and Katie were cute.
Yeah, so one of my quotes was Tom. He says, "I was just going to maybe hit on my ex-wife a little bit."
I think he's still in love with her.
For sure. 100%. When she talks about like, I think maybe one day Tom will think that I'm the one that got away. Tom already thinks that.
Yeah, I think so too. And he was cute when he went, held out his hand for her. He's like, that was just a reflex. And she's like, well, you never held my hand. He's like, that's true.
That's funny. That's really funny. Okay, so moving on to Lovers and Liars. I had a hard time picking out an MVP. I liked the episode. It's not that I didn't like it, but I still had a hard time picking out an MVP, but I did. Who was yours?
Mine was Camille.
What? I gave her my LVP.
Girl, I don't even like her, but that episode was all about her, and she stayed. She wasn't even the bottom two.
She was in the bottom two.
She was she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he didn't send her home.
No. But she was in the bottom two. She almost went home. And that's part of the reason why I gave her my LVP, because clearly it like backfired. And also she's like so unaware of what's going on. Like when she's talking to Danny, who is who I gave my MVP to, she is like, or she's like, you don't even know him. You're just some girl who's saying all this stuff. And it's like, actually, like, she's been his like good friend for 10 years. Like, shut up. You don't look good right now. So, yeah, no, we're opposite ends of this time. I give her my LVP.
Yeah, she's just I'm not a fan of hers, but I mean, No, but now that you mentioned I really like Danny.
Yeah,
Maybe
I
she
gave
should have
my.
been my MVP, but
I mean, her
yeah, I
talking
like
to
her.
Casey was like so genuine, and like I like that he said like I've been meaning to talk to you. It's like, yeah, like I can't. How did you not do this day one?
I know.
So yeah, I love her. MVP for sure.
But maybe they don't want people to know that. Wait, do people know they've been friends for a long time?
I know some people do, some people don't.
Okay, and since they're not going, she's not going for him. You know, she's like CJ. Maybe they just have not had the
They're just,
opportunity,
yeah, I
so
think
it
they're
would look.
just not in the same friend group. And
Yeah. So, yeah, but I do like her. But my LVP was yours was Camille. Mine was Elizabeth.
I gave her an
And
LVP honorable mention.
it was so time for her to go. Man, she was awkward. Poor girl.
And like
She's a
every,
nice girl, though, right?
yeah. Okay, so quotes. I have two.
Okay.
Okay, so my two, Camille, she says, I know I'm messy. I just get bored. Call me toxic. Call me toxic. I don't care. And then Mia, she says, I can lower my voice. You can lower your fucking attitude.
I
So.
had a couple, neither one of those. I had Camille. I don't know why I thought this was so funny. Why is my first base sex? I'm like, hey, she owns it. I like that. And then something else that she said about, I think what's intimidating about me is that I have a lot of Botox. That resting bitch face.
That's so funny. Yeah.
And then I had Benedict. I didn't know this is what happened when you ate carbs. I should have had some bread a long time ago. And then the last one was Shanaysha, the F girl, when she said, I had more fun with y'all than I did with him
I
when she
like
was
her a
leaving.
lot. She was so funny.
I did too.
So they got rid of two nice girls and one F girl. Shaneja was the F girl, and Victoria, who was one of the new girls that came in, she was a nice girl. She got eliminated instead of Camille, and then Benedict eliminated Elizabeth instead of Jaslyn, which, like, let's be real, Jaslyn shouldn't have been in the bottom two anyways.
Why? What? That kind of threw me for a loop. Oh, now that you're saying who Camille was up against, I watched it Friday when it first came out, and I totally forgot. But now that you said that, now I do remember Camille being in the bottom two. That was sad. Victoria was a nice girl, and she was really pretty.
I know she was
I
so.
wish she could have stayed longer.
I agree.
But do you think that's production?
Maybe.
A little bit.
I mean, they were gonna let Camille go if they could help it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think. I don't know. I think the biggest shocker of the bottom, I guess, six for me was Jaslyn. She shouldn't have been there, but nothing else really surprised me too much, I don't think. I mean, maybe beat Mia being in the bottom, but she didn't go home, so it doesn't really matter. I
Yeah,
don't
and
know.
they haven't even had a one-on-one date, so I guess that didn't
Well,
surprise me too much.
yeah, exactly. Especially because, like, obviously she's an F girl, right?
Right? They're not going to bring her back as a nice girl.
No, and especially like what we know of her post show. I mean, I can't believe Benedict isn't like F girl, F girl, F girl, F girl, F. Like, she is an F girl. She did my boy Danny dirty.
Yeah, so she and Peter broke up and then she got with Danny, right?
Yeah.
And then screwed him over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he like caught her making out with a chick in a car or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so do you have any final thoughts about any of these shows, I guess, before we wrap up here?
They've all been, well, Vanderpump, I think, has gotten better. But F Girl and it's so much fun.
Yes, I totally agree. I'm glad that these are the shows that we're watching right now, for sure. Okay, well, I know this is kind of a shorter episode, but maybe we'll have a little bit longer of one next time. We're on episode 99 now. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.